The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. How are you doing? It's so good to be back to your number one favorite family life show across the globe. This is my podcast, and by now I would expect that you've been sharing the link with your family and loved ones so that they can benefit from the nuggets of wisdom we share in here. For some time, we've been looking at common mistakes married men make. And today, I will look at mistake number four, and that I have called insecurity. Now, insecurity is an offshoot of unhealthy self-esteem, and it has its root in one's inability to trust others, or the quest to be in control of someone or something such that you ultimately lose control. To me, insecurity is the quest to control what is non-existent or beyond you, and this usually gives rise to a mentally initiated negative opinion and self-generated problem, which result in a breach of trust, jealousy, or suspicion. Now, you see, here are a couple of facts you need to know about insecure people. One, insecure people find it difficult to trust others, and they can't share what they have with others. So when you see an insecure married man, everyone who is talking to his wife is a potential wife snatcher. And so they come up with rules and regulations, and they come up with all kinds of tantrums to blackmail the object of their obsession. Insecure people choke others by seeking to be their lord, and we do everything to retain control, including depriving them of economic status, including stripping them of their identity, including threats and what have you. Insecure people can't stand the competence of the object they seek to hold down. So when they have a wife who is a high flyer, they're going to be doing everything to hold her bound or to take her off a place of strength. So they're going to use the bait of children. Why don't you resign from your job and come and take care of children? Oh, you're not taking care of family matters as much as you're taking care of your professional matters. They are going to look for every opportunity to guilt trip their wives. Now, another fact is they shoot a mental movie that doesn't exist, and by themselves, they do the casting, the production, yet they market the same movie to themselves. They keep conjuring things that doesn't exist, producing all kinds of scenes within the movie, editing the movie, producing the movie. They are the executive producer, they are the marketer, they are everything. They just keep coming up with stuff that doesn't exist. Insecure people hate being tracked, yet they track everyone else in their territory. And you see, their greatest fear is that the expression of others make them lose control. So oftentimes a man battling with insecurity sees himself as a capital or the center of the world. He unconsciously turns himself into a god that must be worshipped by his wife and feel all the people's heartbeats should stop because he's around. Now, are you dealing with this kind of guy, or are you this kind of a husband? You need to first of all do a bit of insecurity check if you are on this table. One, how were you groomed? Can you take a look back at how you were raised and figure out how you were groomed? What were you deprived of? What is life taking away from you that you feel you must take it away from other people? Number three, what emotional experience is responsible for your lack of security? And four, what culture or religion do you presently reflect? Now, there are a couple of tips you need to remember that number one, your spouse is a human being with a life before meeting you. And the pact is not for her to die so that you can leave. Life is about leave and let leave. If you don't like hanging out with people, never stop someone else who loves to hang out with people. Stop shooting a movie that doesn't exist. Number two, you must remember that there are solutions in your spouse that insecurity can kill, thereby depriving the world of your fruit. Number three, depriving others of becoming their best because of your insecurity is another form of suicide or mother. You mother a human being when you strip them of their capacity to maximize or release their potential. Number four, you become a slave trader when you can't point at how your spouse has become better because of you. And lastly, in there, you multiply your success if your spouse and kids are able to become the best version of themselves. As a matter of fact, the definition for headship in the family is that servant who is able to create the ideal environment where the potential of everyone within the family system find expression. So you cannot equate insecurity with being a husband. The two cannot go together, because one of the basic ingredients it takes to be a husband is security. So the power of security neither resides in our ability to control things or people, nor in what we possess, because a man's life, as we know, doesn't consist in the abundance of what he has. Security is what is left when everything you own is taken away from you. It's our ability to honestly assess ourselves, accept ourselves, and celebrate other people without trying so hard to become them or take their place. So here are my tips for you today. One, be the first to congratulate her on her new ideas or breakthroughs, because it's a family success, not us alone. Two, try to open up your deepest fears to her. Learn to be vulnerable with your spouse at least. Your vulnerabilities and your fears are the reason you're reading out rules and regulation, which is not promoting the best interest of your spouse. Number three, make it a point of duty to find out her deepest desires and discover if she's truly happy. It's amazing how many women are living with their spouses right now who are not happy. Number four, hand over your family finance to her if you think she's more prudent financially, and empower her to take decisions in an area of competence. Find out the area of competence of your spouse and let them take the lead in that area. Being the head doesn't mean you're the smartest. It doesn't mean you are the greatest. It doesn't mean you are the most intelligent. It doesn't even mean you're the richest. But if you have the capacity to allow everyone to take the lead in their area of expertise, that's what makes you a competent leader. Next, practice advanced forgiveness with her, wherein forgiveness is a heart that's willing to forgive before the offense is committed. Talk about it, but you move on from it. And lastly, if there is someone around her that you are not comfortable with that makes you insecure, why don't you buy the person a gift this week, as well as express your reservation as honestly as you can to your spouse with a view to discovering the true position of things. Maybe the guy that is a threat to you is modeling everything you ever want to be, is creating a standard that you want to benchmark, but you can't benchmark yet, and so you consistently are afraid that it's going to take your wife away from you. Why don't you prioritize your personal development and do something to make your own life better? I will end with this. If a man is called to be a bridegroom, he should groom his wife, even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should groom his wife so well that all the host of heaven and earth were forced to say, "Here lived a great husband who did his job well." That is a paraphrase from the famous quote by Martin Luther King Jr. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I'm going to take that one more time. If you are called to be a bridegroom, please groom your wife as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or as Shakespeare wrote poetry. Please groom your wife so well that all the host of heaven and earth will pause to say, "Here lived a great husband who did his job very well." Well, that's where I'm going to stop. When we come next week, we will take another common mistake married men make. Please till then, keep loving, keep living. Remember, I'm a savior, and know that this is your favorite podcast, the number one across the globe when it comes to family matters. This is Family Engineering with Praise, for where I honor you.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2 34 810 857 1139.